Did the Uptown close? Did you know if they closed out or something?
Which one? The one in Chicago?
Chicago, yeah.
No. I don't think so.
We heard, that's another rumor that we heard, that you guys are going to close the Uptown.
Yeah, I had heard that too.
Who knows where they come from?
Not on purpose, you know. If that's going to happen, we didn't.
It's really wild. I've you know, heard about the place a lot, and then I went and saw a couple of three shows there, and I was amazed at the gargoyles and the feeling there.
It's a nice little theater, and it's nice that it's loose enough and relaxed enough so that, you know, people can go in there and have a good time.
Anywhere they give away roses makes you feel good.
We used to play at this place there in Chicago called the Auditorium Theater, which is it was like a museum. I mean, but it was one of those places where you couldn't touch anything, and the audience would always get in trouble because the seat would get wrecked or something, you know, so it was like really uptight, and we never sounded good in the fucking place either. I mean, we played there for years, and we could never seem to get a good performance out in Chicago. It was the weirdest thing, and we played it for a long time, until we started playing the Uptown. The Uptown, like, opened up for us. It was that right combination of being basically a good theater, but funky enough that, you know, nobody was worried about it. It's like important that it's relaxed a little bit. It's a drag when the audience gets tyrannized, you know, right, really. It completely wrecks the whole point of it.
Jerry, what is your favorite song to sing, or one, you know?
I don't have one. It changes from night to night. Yeah. Right now, I like to do Althea a lot. I've been doing it almost every show. I don't feel like I've gotten it right yet. When I get it right, I'll stop doing it, you know, or I'll lay off it a little or something like that. But it's one of those things I keep feeling like I want to do it until it really is right. Yeah.
What do you think of the zoo?
That was weird, wasn't it? When we found out it was a zoo that we were playing, it was, first of all, we had this fantasy of going around and miking a bunch of animal cages and being able to blend them in, you know. The sounds would be incredible, you know. But then I was afraid that we might be spooked the animals from the volume, too. I was a little worried about that. And for all I know, that might have happened.
That was one of the best sounding shows, I think. The sound of it was really crisp.
Yeah, it was the nice, it was the right configuration for an outdoor thing.
It was right in front of
and it didn't have too bad, too weird of a covering. Sometimes those stage coverings really wreck the tone of stuff, you know, like the stage covering in Texas was not a good stage covering. It wrecked the sound. It did something weird to the tone of the instruments, and it really, you know, it wasn't right.
I didn't.
I heard about that, though. Mickey spotted that guy or something. One of the drummers spotted him. Yeah, the guy with the snake. I heard about that. A lot of times I miss that kind of stuff.